not out a number of issues which demonstrate that we are seriously engaged in fighting the crime. One, they referred to the amendment which my ministry made last year, December, to Anti-Trafficking Persons Act 2011, where we were removing fines. You know, the Anti-Trafficking Persons 2011 provides that if somebody is convicted of the crime, he or she has an option of either going to prison or paying fine. So we felt that it was not necessary to fine traffickers. Why? Because they have money. Money is not a problem. That is why we resorted to removing that fine and leaving imprisonment for engaging in that kind of a crime. They also noted that the Ministry of Home Affairs has made strides in trying to find out who could be in the ministry completely involved in trafficking persons, especially in the Ministry of Home Affairs. They noted the actions that the ministry has taken, such as transferring some staff members from certain positions and locations, putting them in different positions. Another thing is screening of people who are coming into Lesotho. There are up to now, from November up to now, 31 foreigners whom we have repatriated or charged or rejected when they were there to come to Lesotho. Most of them were returned at the airport. So there are tangible issues we have put forth to say we are serious about this, we want to end this. So they said, okay, maybe you will continue doing the good work, but this room, you are no longer the tier 3 material, but you can be the tier 2 material now.
Minister, so remember I did talk to U.S. Ambassador Rebecca Gonzalez also in March this year. One of the things she said was that the embassy was looking forward to sustained action. You said a few things that you said that the embassy is pleased with. So yes. Is anybody going to go to jail?
One person is convicted, but those who are from Home Affairs, whom we are investigating, the police are continuing the investigation. But we think at some stage, we will see whether they were truly involved or not. We think we'll secure some conviction at some stage, but the investigation is not yet complete. But we are making sure that whatever information is needed by the police from our offices, we offer it without any problem.
So you said, Minister, that you have refused entry. Some foreigners trying to come into Lesotho, suspected human traffickers. Do you find that these foreign traffickers may have connection with your Lesotho citizens?
That is our suspicion, because it is difficult to think that somebody will come from whichever country far away and come to Lesotho to deal in that kind of crime without having somebody doing the groundwork.
Thank you, Minister. It's very nice to always talk with you.
Thank you very much.